Begin the current daf, Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Vav. Begin in the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion related to the halacha of our Mishnah on the previous daf. The Mishnah was continuing the discussion regarding the laws of Yayin Nesach, prohibited wine because of the concern of the idol worshippers using it for libations for the Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah had said, what happens if that Yayin Nesach get mixed with other things? So for example, let's say it falls on figs or on top of dates. So the Mishnah said, Imyesh Behen Benoisin Tam Aser, if it gives taste to that permitted item, then it's going to be forbidden. So our Gemara has a discussion regarding this halacha, because generally the assumption is, when it's what's called min b'minay, if something mixes with its same type, then it's aser b'mashu, then they're prohibited even with a small minute amount. Generally when it's other things, let's say wine with dates, which are two different things, they have different tastes, different names, then it's going to be b'nosin tam, only if it gives imparts a taste into that thing. If not, then it's batel, then it's not going to be prohibiting those dates. So, related to this discussion, the Gemara brings the following discussion regarding the laws of Yayin Nesach. Chamra Atika B'Invi, says the Gemara, if old wine of Yayin Nesach falls onto grapes, where here it has a different name, one's called wine, one's called grapes. Moreover, the taste of the aged wine is recognizable in the grapes, because it tastes differently. So then it makes it like two different species. So says the Gemara, Divrei HaKol B'Nosin Tam. Here everyone would agree, like the halacha of min b'she'in and minim in the two different species, as we said from the halacha of our Mishnah, then it's going to only prohibit the grapes that it's falling on, the Yayin Nesach, which is prohibited, and then which what we know the laws of Taruves when it gets mixed with other things too, it would only make the grapes prohibited if it imparts a taste. Now, and that, as we're going to explain shortly, that's generally with Shishim, if it has a 60th, if it's less than the 60th, then it's not imparting taste. However, says the Gemara, Chamra Chadata Binvi, what is a machloikis is, if new wine falls into grapes. So Abaye Amar, he says, B'mashu, that is even a small drop of that new wine of Yayin Nesach. If it falls into grapes, it doesn't even have a large amount. Even just a minute amount will make the grapes prohibited. Rav Amar, B'naisin Tam, Rav says, no. Only if that there's a significant amount of the grape juice, that the new wine, that's going to give a taste into the grapes. Which, as we said, wherever it says if it's giving a taste, if the taste is not going to be recognizable, that's the measurement of a 60th. If there's less than the 60th, then it's not imparting significant taste, then the grapes are going to be permitted, according to Rava. But if it's more than a 60th inside of the grapes, then it's imparting taste, then it's going to be prohibited. So the Gemara explains the machlekes. Bayam b'mashu, why does he say it's prohibiting even with a minute amount? He says, because basar taimazlin, how do we define species? What makes something min b'mino or min b'she'ena mino? Says Abaye, we go based on the taste. Idi v'idi chad taimahu, new wine and grapes, grape juice and grapes, they taste the same. The havale min b'mino, says Abaye, therefore, hence, go moving forward, we're going to qualify them as the same species. Min b'mino b'mashu, like we said, when it comes to the same type, there is no other qualification. You can't say, what's going to be the measurement of bitl, of nullification in taste? They taste the same. So therefore, that's the halacha min b'mino, that even the minute amount is going to make it prohibited. So here, says Abaye, it's going to be the same thing because of the taste. But v'rav amar b'nosin tam, he says, no. Here, to make the grapes prohibited, the new one has to impart a taste. Why? Because says Rav Abaye Shmazlin, he disagrees with the qualification of Abaye. He says we don't go based on taste to qualify what species it is. We go based on its name, what it's called. V'hayshmaluchod. And they're called different things. Therefore, this is called wine, although it tastes just like the grapes. It's grape juice, and this is called grapes. So therefore, says Rav, havle min b'she'inamini. So therefore, we qualify them as different species when something of one type falls into something that's not its type. And something in a different species will only prohibit that item if it gives a taste. And therefore, if it's less than the 60th of the grapes, the grape juice, the new wine, is not giving, imparting taste. And therefore, although it is a mashu, which according to Abaye would be forbidden, but according to Rav is going to be permitted. So, and that asked the Gemara from our Mishnah on Abaye. So now we learned in the Mishnah that said, Yayin Nesach shenofel agabei anavim, if Yayin Nesach falls on top of grapes, chulu, etc. So the Mishnah says over there that yadichan, you can wash it off and it's going to be permitted. But says the Mishnah, but if there's a crack in the outside of the peel of the grape, so then it's going to be absorbed in the flesh of the grape, so then it's going to be forbidden. So says the Gemara, kasag daitech, you would think to say, which is the premise of the question in Abaye, that chamra chadat tabinbi, that we're even talking about new wine with grapes. And my lab in the Eastern Tam, and isn't it saying that when is it prohibiting it? When it gives a taste, which that's not like Abaya. Abaya said it has, it's even b'mashu, because they both taste the same. And similarly, our Mishnah is saying b'nois and tam, as we're going to explain shortly, which the Gemara says, no, could be b'mashu. Maybe it's saying that if the grape juice falls on the grapes, it's going to be us, like the Mishnah says, but even a minute amount. That is the Gemara, but you can't say that, because Hamanik Tani Sefer, the end of the Mishnah qualifies our halacha and says, zeh haklal, this is the rule. What's the rule? Kol shebahana asai b'nois and tam, aser. Whenever the yain nesach is falling on, like the other cases of the Mishnah, which the dates and the figs, if it's going to impart a taste, then also then that thing that it fell on is going to be prohibited because the yain nesach is imparting a taste. But kol she'in b'hana asa b'nois and tam mutter. But if whatever the benefit, the pleasure that you're getting from the yain nesach is not imparting a taste into the thing that it fell on, then it's going to be permitted. Says the Gemara, Machlal de Benoisin Tamaskin, obviously from the qualification of the end of the Mishnah, that it's saying that we're talking about what are the things that the Yain Nesach are prohibiting if it imparts a taste. So if we're talking about new wine and it's only us of Benoisin Tam, that contradicts Abaye, because he said when you have new wine which tastes the same as grapes, he said that it's even b'mashu, even just a minute amount, even if it doesn't impart a taste. Because he says that's min b'mina, it seems to be like Rova, that's min b'she'in amina. And that's the Gemara. No, Vabai, he'll tell you, Masnitin b'chamer atika benvi. No, our Mishnah is only talking about old wine that falls on grapes. Yeah, there it's going to be, but nice and tam, only if imparts a taste. But if it was new wine and the grapes, then it would be usher, even b'mashu. So now the Gemara continues. So now that we introduced this, because it's related to the halacha of the Mishnah, now the Gemara introduces other cases that parallel this machlekes Abai and Rava. Chala the chamer. Wine vinegar that's prohibited, which is from Yain Nesach, and v'chala de shichra, and beer vinegar, which is permitted. There's no Yain Nesach on beer. Or a similar case, v'chamir de chiti, v'chamir de sari, wheat leaven and barley leaven, which one of them is chulin, which is permitted, and one of them is truma, which is forbidden for a non-kohen, and then they fall one into the other, these two cases. So here too, we have the same machlag as Abai and Rava. Abai Yom, he says, b'nois and tam. That it's going to be prohibited if it gives a taste. But here, before Abaye had said it's going to be aser b'mashu, and Rabbah said b'nais and tam. Here Abaye says it's going to be aser b'nais and tam. Why? Because, like he said before, b'asa time azlinan. So here it comes out the other way around. Here we go based on taste. V'hai time aluchod, v'hai time aluchod. So before they had the same taste, so that's going to be b'mashu. So that was min b'minay. Here, since he's saying we go based on taste, so now we say that although they have the same name, but they have different tastes. Because the vinegar, they're both vinegar, but one's wine vinegar, one's beer vinegar, one's wheat leaven, one's barley leaven. So since they have different tastes, so therefore they're considered different species. Oh, min b'shein emine, b'nois et tam. When they're different species, it's only going to prohibit it if it's imparting a taste. However, in this case, rub is going to be the opposite. V'ava am b'mashu. These things are going to prohibit even a minute amount, even if it's one in a hundred. Why? Because basa shmazlina, we go based on what it is called, what its name is. V'haychol mikri, v'haychol mikri. This one's called vinegar. This one's called vinegar. V'haychamir mikri, v'haychamir mikri. This one's called leaven, and this one's called leaven. V'havalei min b'mina, and therefore they're considered a species in that same type. B'chol min b'mina b'mashu. Whenever it's in the same type, it's going to be b'mashu. So we have the same machlokes, but in opposite applications. One Abai is being the machmer, and one Rav is being the machmer. Now Am Abai says not minila. From where do I know this? That to qualify what species it is, the bus of time is leading. We go based on the taste, not like Rabbi said, based on the name. So it says the time I learned, which is actually a Mishnah Masechtas Arla. The Mishnah says, Tavlin, regarding spices, let's say you have bees v'gimel shemes. They're called two different names, but v'heim min echad, but they're the same species. For example, they're all pepper, but one's called white pepper, black pepper, long pepper, oy min gimel, or even if they're three different spices, cumin and cinnamon and pepper. And moreover, they're not only three different species, they're also called three different names. Still says the Mishnah, asurin, they're prohibited, umitztarfin, and they combine. So let's say they fall into a pot. Now, it wouldn't be enough for each spice individually to spice the pot. But when you combine them together, they're going to be able to spice the pot. And since they're prohibited items, they combine to prohibit the pot that it fell into. Now, V'am Chizki explains that mission, and he says, Hacha, here what we're saying, that even though they're three different species and three different names, they're going to combine, even though generally when we say three different species, that they're different and they cannot combine, and also they're also three different names, says, because here, b'mini metika askin, here we're talking about because they're all sweeteners. And they all, since they give a sweet taste, that's why they're going to combine. Why? Ha'il v'ruin, since they're fit, since they have the same taste, lamatik b'nesekadera, they all work uniformly to contribute and to work in the same direction to sweeten the pot. So though they're all three different species, three different names, but since they're working in the same direction, they're all going to combine to make the thing forbidden because it's imparting a taste into the pot. So on that, says the Gemara, Iyamet b'shleim abasat taim aslin, says Abai, if you say like me, that you go, what's the primary, the kaveya is the taste. So, kulichat taimahu, they all have the same taste. So that's why we say that they combine together. Eliyamet b'shleim shema aslin, but according to Rava, who says that, no, how we magder, how do we define elements, is based on their name. So, hayishma luchud, each one has an individual name. So therefore, it should be considered as different minim, and therefore they shouldn't be able to combine, because they're different prohibited items, and therefore they shouldn't combine to make the pot aser, because each one on their own doesn't have enough to make it aser, and each one should be batel. How could they combine if you go based on shema, not on top? The Rav Amalach, but the Gemara says, Rav would tell you, no, it's not a proof. Because Hamani, who's the Tana that Mishnah Masechtas Arla? It's Remeiri. So though they don't have the same name, and they don't have the same taste, still, Rav Meir says that they're going to combine, which obviously Rav is explaining that the Mishnah over there is not like Chizkiah. Because Abai's whole premise was based on Chizkiah, who was saying that, oh, because it has the same taste. Rav doesn't agree to that premise. And he says, no, it's not because it has the same taste. We don't go based on taste, we go based on name. But still, even though they're in three different names, still the Tana, the Mishnah would hold that they're going to combine, because it's like Rav Meir. The Tana would learn the Brisa of Yehuda Oimim Mishum Rav Meir. The Minayin L'chol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. How do we know that any prohibited item that they combine with the other? So although generally we would think not, Rameh doesn't care that it's different names or different tastes, and that's why he's saying it's going to combine over there. Again, not because of the taste. Shnomach says a passage in Devarim, it says, Loiseichel kol te'eva. Do not eat anything that Hashem says that it's an abomination that I made forbidden. Which teaches, kol she'teaftilach, whatever I made abominable for you, harehu b'bal te'echel, they're all considered in the same prohibition of don't eat it, and we see they're all considered the same thing. They're all iser, and therefore they're all going to combine, and therefore there's no raya, tabaya, according to a Rav is explaining the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, similar types of machlekes Abai and Rav on this topic. If there's chala, if there's prohibited vinegar, which is, let's say, like yayin nesach, which just it became vinegar, that falls legoy chamer into permitted wine. Says the Gemara, divra kol benoisin tam. Here, everyone would agree that it's only going to prohibit the wine if it imparts a taste. Now, the reason for this is because when the vinegar is falling into the wine, it's not the same. First of all, they have different names. And neither is it going to be same, neither with taste, and neither even, another qualifier that we'll see shortly, that could be regarding wine, it's not going to even have the same aroma. And the reason why not is because the wine does not nullify the aroma of the vinegar until it gets mixed into the wine. But then that already had been mixed in already. But we qualify the laws of Isser and Tarubis and Bittel at the moment when it comes in contact. At that moment, the aroma of the vinegar is still there. And moreover, the vinegar is not nullifying the aroma of the wine because the majority of it is wine. So there, since the aromas are different, the taste is different, the name is different, everyone agrees that's considered two different minim, and it's only going to make it aser if it imparts a taste. However, what is a machleik is this chamru l'goy chala, if forbidden wine falls into vinegar. Here it's a little bit different, because the moment that the wine hits the airspace of the vessel, of the vinegar, even before it touches the vinegar, the wine already, its aroma starts turning towards the aroma of vinegar. And that's even before it got mixed. So at that point in time, it already has the same aroma. So here we have a machlekes Abai Amar b'mashu. He says it's, therefore it's going to make it forbidden even with a minute amount. Rav Amar b'nesin tam, and he says no, it's still going to be only prohibiting it if it imparts a taste. What's the reasoning? Says the Gemara Abai Amar b'mashu. He says it's going to prohibit it even with a minute amount as you can tintam at bays, because this wine, before it even mixes in, as soon as it hit the ear space of the vessel, that it was reichi chala. It already had the aroma of vinegar. Because the aroma is so strong in the vinegar, so even before it mixes, it already turned the aroma of the wine. Now, v'taymachama, it still has the taste of wine, but chala, we're gonna qualify the wine based on its aroma, and therefore therefore we consider it already like vinegar because the qualifier is based on how it smells, and therefore when it mixes, v'havale min b'mina, the moment of contact, it's already considered the same species. Because it has the same smell as the vinegar. chomim b'mina b'masher. And like we said, whenever it has the same, when it's the same species, the prohibition is even with a minute amount. In contrast, Rav Amar ben Eis Tam, he says no. It's only prohibited if it gives a taste. Is because reichi chalav b'taymer chama. Like we said, yeah, its aroma is already like that of vinegar when it makes contact, but its taste is still wine. And Rava says that we qualify it not based on its aroma, but rather chamra, we qualify it based on its taste, which is wine. Therefore, v'havali min b'she'ein amina, it's considered a different species, because it's wine falling into vinegar. Min b'she'ein amina, but nice time, when it's different types, it only prohibits if it gives it a taste. Related type of machlaikis continues the Gemara. Hai bastia. The bastia was this, they would make a hole in the seal of the cover of the barrel, which they would use to smell the wine, to check it, to see if it's good quality, if it's going to last. So they would go in and they would smell in that hole. So, says the Gemara, Ayvit Yichavim B'di Yisrael, to have a non-Jew take a whiff of the Jewish wine. So that says the Gemara, Shabbatam, that's okay. Which, why would that be problematic? He's not shaking it, he's not touching, he's not doing anything to make it Yayin Nesach. And that taste says, the Chiddush in that is that we do not make a Gzeira of the opposite case, which is a Jew smelling the non-Jews, which, as we'll see shortly, Abai says is Aser, that's the Chiddush that, no, here everyone would agree that that's okay. But Yisrael b'da'i b'kuchavim, for a Jew to take a whiff of the non-Jew's wine, that Abaya amma Asi says that's prohibited, and Rav amma Muti says that's permitted. What's the reasoning of the Machlaik? It says the Gemara, Abaya amma Asi says prohibited, because Reicha milsehi, aroma is substantive, and as Tesis says, it's like drinking. And therefore, he's imbibing the Yayin Esek, which is prohibited. Rav Amar Mutri says, no, it's permitted, because Reich Lav Milsi, smell, aroma, is nothing substantive. And the Rishayim discuss why it's not considered benefit, but it's not considered like you're ingesting, and therefore, it's no prohibition of a Jew to smell the wine of the non-Jew. Amar Rabbi says, Menah Minilah, the Reich Veloy Klumu. He says, where do I know this from? That aroma is not substantive enough, and therefore it's not considered like he's ingesting the wine, therefore there's no prohibition for the Jew to smell the non-Jew's wine. Does not, like learning the Mishnah Masechta Trumas, says, Tanur she'siku b'kamen shel truma, regarding an oven that was heated with cumin from truma cumin. So it was heated up with this cumin of truma, v'ofa b'ya sapas, and in that oven, which was heated by truma cumin, they baked bread. Says the Mishnah, pas muteris. The bread is permitted for non-kahanim. Why? Lefisha in tam kamen. There's no taste of the cumin in the bread. El reicha kamen. It only has the aroma of the cumin. Now, so you see that we're not concerned for the aroma of the cumin. Now, as Rashi addresses, although there should be a problem because ultimately the oven and the bread was heated by the cumin, that's not a problem because truma, there's no prohibition of a non-Jew, of a non-kohen having benefit from truma. He's just not allowed to ingest, not allowed to imbibe. So we see that he's not tasting the cumin, which that would be prohibited for a non-kohen. All he's getting is the aroma of the cumin which comes into the bread, that we see is not a problem, which is like a rubber, not like a bayah. Which the Gemara says, Vabai, what would he say? He said, no, Shani Hasim, that Mishnah is different over there because the mikl isure. By the time they put in the bread, the cumin was already turned into ashes. They use it to fuel the heat up the oven, and it already got put into ashes. Now, although there is an aroma that's coming, but it's already when the cumin is not extant anymore, and therefore that's not considered significant enough to make prohibited. But yes, if it was around and you're getting directly the aroma, Abai would say, then that would be prohibited. Amara Murray says, Kitanoi. Let's say the machlekes Abai and Rava is a machlekes of Tanoim in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. The Mishnah says as follows, Harei de pas chama. If someone takes out from the oven hot bread, the nesana al pichave shel yayin shel truma. He's looking where to put it down. This is hot bread. Where do I put it? And he finds a barrel of wine. Now it turns out there's a barrel of wine of truma. Remeir says the bread is prohibited now for non kohanim. Why? Because the hot bread drew out the aroma of the wine into the bread, and now it has some of that yayin of truma inside of it. Rabbi Yudamate says no, the bread is permitted for non kohanim. And the third time, Rabbi Yosi Mater b'Shalchitin, he permits it by if it's wheat bread, but Va'isu b'Shalsoim, but if it's barley bread, he forbids it for non-kahanim. Why? Because barley draws as very good at absorbing, and therefore that's going to really absorb the wine. That's going to be forbidden, but wheat not really, and therefore that's going to be permitted. Says the Gemara, my labo kemivligi, isn't this what, at least to describe the first Tetanoim, what they're disagreeing about is, Demar Sava Richa Milsihi, Remeya holds that aroma is substantive. And therefore, although there's no actual wine going into the bread, but the aroma is going in there, but it's forbidden. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted because the old aroma is not. So it's seemingly machlekes Abaye Rav is a machlekes Tanoim. Says the Gemara, no. According to Rava, who says that reiches lav milsi is not substantive, vade most definitely you have to say the tanoihi, that it's contingent on machlekes tanoim, and that he's not like everybody, because Remei who says it's aser, obviously the only way you could say it's aser is because of the reich of the aroma. So obviously Remei is not like Rava, so he could be like a Behuda. But that says the Gemara, but Labaya, but according to Abaye, says that reich is milsa, that is substantive. Milei matanoihi, do we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda is not like Abaye? Or maybe we could say that Rabbi Yehuda is like Abaye, but that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda over here is because in this case the aroma of the wine is not going into the bread. But if it went into the bread, then you would have the reich, then it would be forbidden. And therefore, in the case of Abaye, by the bastia, where the reich is definitely going into the body of the person who's taking that whiff of the ayin esach, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that would be prohibited. So the Gemara says yes. Amaloch Abaye, Abaye would tell you that lav miyit ma'alot, didn't we learn as a qualifier of that Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that Amar Rabba b'Avachan Amar Shlakish, he qualifies that, he says as follows. He says, "Bepas chama v'chavas pesucha." If we're talking about hot bread, an open barrel of wine, as we get to the time of some examen and alz, direi hakol asura. Yes, every Tana would agree that it's going to be prohibited, because for sure, the aroma of the wine, open barrel, hot bread, is going to be drawing in the aroma of the wine, and that everyone would agree that it's awesome. And if it's cold bread on top of a closed barrel, the v'akol muteres. I'm going to agree that's permitted because no aroma is coming in. Their machlokes only was regarding hot bread on a closed barrel, or cold bread but on an open barrel, because then you could already discuss is an aroma going in or not. But says Abaye, v'hadi dinami, but my case also, the bastia, this hole, which I said that's prohibited for the Jew to take a whiff of the non-Jew's wine, kepaschama v'chavas pesucha dami, that's the same as hot bread, an open barrel, which means to say that the aroma is most definitely going into the person or into the item, and there we said that according to everyone that's going to be us, and therefore, according to Rav, it has to be machlekes tanoim, but according to Abaye, he could say that everyone agrees to this concept, that reicha milsi, the only question is, in certain cases, is the reicha going in or not? But by the case he discussed it with Rava, that it's for sure going into the person, he could say that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's going to be usa because Recha is milsi.